broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Tonight, we're talking about friendship. Is your friend real or fake? And how can you tell the difference? There are some people who say that only 10% of the people you know like you, but a friend, right? Well, not exactly. There are different levels of friendship, which are never obvious on the surface. It's only when you reach a crisis point in your life that you find out just who your true friends are. On the one hand, we have our best friends who are often closer to us than our own family. They share all of our secrets and know us inside and out. But we also have our fair weather friends who help us celebrate and only arrive on our doorsteps when they need something from us. Then they're in the invisible friends who aren't really there at all. If you believe that you have at least one true friend who cares about you and will stand by you through the good times and the bad, consider this. If you were to lose your job, your car, and be on the verge of losing your home, would they even still be there for you? Well, tonight, that's what we're talking about. Real friends, and I hate to use the word fake because thrown about so much, but there are real friends and there are fake friends. So I want to hear from you. What do you think about fake friends versus real friends? There's an article that was written in the Health for no other reason than to see how you work. It is in tough times like these that you discover just who your true friends are. When you reach out for support during your darkest days and find that they are still there to support you, you may believe that you have a wide circle of friends. But when the time comes that the partying and socializing has to come to an end, and instead of sending out party invitations, you're issuing requests for help and support, how many answer the call? By the end of the process, you should consider yourself lucky if you can count the friends that are left on one hand, and truly blessed if you need both hands to count them. I don't know about two hands. Don't know about two. But some of the signs of a real friend, they say, is they never forget your birthday and always make sure that they get to see you no matter what plans have already been made. The road.
They will offer to drive you even if it means that they're going out of their way to do so. Neither will they accept any patrol money from you for doing it. So if they go out of their way, I'm sorry, and don't accept gas money, that's a pretty good friend. Okay, how about now, 2841? Can you hear me now? You can laugh together until you both have tears running down your face. You can sit in silence together and still feel comfortable.
Even if you only see each other two or three times a year when you're together, it's like you've never been apart. They will tell you the truth, even if it hurts, because they love you. Do you have friends like that, that tell you the truth because they love you? They won't just tell you the things that they know you want to hear just to keep you happy. Offer their unfailing support no matter what you try to do. Even if they don't agree with your choices, they will still support you in them. When they offer you a compliment, it is genuine and from the heart. They won't say anything behind your back or gossip about you when you're not there. Now that's a real friend. That's a real friend. And they will defend you too to others. They know what makes you happy, your favorite film, sweet treat, your dress size, and what colors you prefer to wear. They will to listen. They will listen to you moan and rant and offer you a shoulder to cry on whenever you need it. They know about all your insecurities but won't broadcast them to the masses. When you need advice, they will offer straight-talking sense. You find it hard to imagine your life without them in it. Now those, that list I read you was the list of a real friend. And if you have one or two, I'm not going to say, I'm not going to say count them on two hands. I'm going to say one hand. And really, truthfully speaking, if you have one good friend in your life, you're still blessed. It's nice if you can have more than one, but you have to be really, really careful. Like I said, those numbers that I read earlier, though, they were for real friends. We have the signs of a fake friend. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a break, and then we will come back and we'll discuss the fake friend. And as always, all you have to do when you want to join the conversation is press the 1, and you'll be streaming live. And you can tell me what you think about your friends. Are they real or are they fake? We'll see.
If you are in need of life insurance, auto or home insurance, or need help in getting out of debt, call your helpful insurance agents at Prime Financial Services. Did you know if you add a child rider to your life insurance policy, you can add multiple children for the price of one, starting at $10,000 worth of coverage for under $10. Call today for a free quote at 313-293-0979. Mention you heard this ad on this show for a free gift.
Want to start a business or have tax issues? We know exactly how to handle your individual needs. We personalize each individual and give you the time required to focus on your needs. We audit you before the IRS does. The IRS is not on your side, but we are. We set up companies, do tax preparation, tax and retirement planning, bookkeeping, IRS audits, and reviews. Please call me, Deborah Mitchell, owner of Mitchell & Company, for a free consultation at 248-354-5122. And visit my website, MitchellTaxAccounting.com.
Hi, I'm Sherry with the Lemonade Stand. As the weather warms, your risk of exposure to mosquito and tick-borne illnesses increases. Please keep these tips in mind when outdoors. Wear light-colored clothing, apply repellent, avoid high grassy areas, check yourself after returning, and remove any attached ticks promptly, only with a tick removal device or tweezers, avoiding any home remedies. This has been a community service announcement courtesy of the Lemonade Stand.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay,
We're still talking about friendship. Is your friend real or fake? I don't know. I need you to press the one button and let me know. Tell me whether or not you believe your friend is real or a fake friend. And we did the signs of a real friend. Now we're going to do the signs of a fake friend. One of them is you have never felt comfortable enough with them to tell them a secret. How about that? Because some way you get the feeling that if you share a secret with them, it's not going to be a secret any longer. Plus, they say if you have a secret and you share it, it's not a secret any longer. They have never asked about your family, and you have never shared any details of your family with them. You normally only spend time with them in a group setting, never on a one-to-one basis. They have never seen the real you. They only see the facade that you put on when you're a part of the group. They forget your birthday and other important dates. You often get the impression that they are only calling you because no one else was available. That's cute. So if it's not your friend, what do you say to them when they call you? I would think that if you were in someone's company and you thought they were maybe a friend, if you get a funny feeling when you're in their company, I don't know. Maybe that feeling is telling you that that person is not real. It's not a real person for you. I had a person like that. Every time I was in her company, it was like I got this weird feeling. So what I did, I kept away from her. You know, everything was cool and okay. And then one day she called me and we started talking about, now she would share things with me about her child and the fact that he wasn't speaking to her. I don't know what happened. I didn't ask her. It was none of my business. But it had to do about something with his child. And it was just a whole lot of this, that, and the other. And, you know, it was personal stuff. So I listened, and there's nothing I can say. I don't try to, my name is not Dr. Phil, and I'm not trying to, give you a solution to what your issue is. But I will listen. And then one day we were in a group of, and I can say, kind of higher up people. You know, a lot of them were Caucasian. And so she was mingling, and I said something to her, and she kind of, you know, grunted and walked past me. So I wasn't sure if she had heard me. So on her next go-round, when she was passing me, I asked her a question. And in passing, she said yes and kept moving. So that let me know that the feeling that I had in the beginning, before we started speaking, because we don't want to talking about a show that comes on every week, you know. That was the only, that and what she was sharing. But when she was around all of those other people, it was like I was insignificant. And that was okay. But it just let me know that nothing had changed. So I know how to treat her now. And I will just stay out of her company. I'll be cordial. You know, I don't have a problem being cordial to people, but, you know, I know to keep my distance. So, you know, you don't have to call me because no one else is available. So I don't know. But going on with the list, it says you laugh and have fun, but it's not feel-good, belly-aching laughter. You have never seen each other cry. And that's okay, because I don't have to see my friends cry, and they don't have to see me cry. But if they do, if it's a true friend, they will understand, and they'll probably, you know, cry with me. That's just my thought. Another one that says, you find it difficult to be yourself when you are around them, and that's what I'm having an issue with. So I'm asking, what do you guys think? Just press the one and give me some kind of idea of whether or not you have a good friend, or how do you feel about certain people. I know some people have these kind of fake people in their families. Yep. In their families. And that's really sad, because you don't want that kind of relationship to be in your family. Any silences between you are awkward, and you feel the need to fill them with conversation. Oh, man, I've been around people like that before. I really have. And if you don't see each other for a few months, you would probably forget they existed at all. Okay. It can feel as though your relationship is all one-sided and you're making all the effort. They talk about your insecurities in public and embarrass you. You find yourself agreeing with them so as to keep the peace and not to get into an argument. Well, you know, that's not good if people are talking about your insecurities in public and embarrassing you. And then you agree with them? Nah. No, that's not a good one. And the last one says, it's very easy to imagine your life without them in it. Yes, it really is. And I have a caller who wants to give me their comments. And how are you, caller? Would you like to make a comment or ask a question?
I'd like to make a comment.
Okay.
I was thinking of, when we're talking about friendship, you know, the picture of the Godfather that was so, it just took us by storm, the Godfather, Marlon Brando, and Al Pacino.
Okay.
There was a statement that they made in that picture, I think it was Marlon Brando. He says, you should keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer.
Right.
And sometimes, to me, he was saying this, a lot of times your enemy can be your best friend, because you know how to, how can I say, what you have to do around the enemy, you know, in order to survive or whatever. A lot of times you can think you do have a best friend, and that enemy is worse, that friend is worse than the enemy could ever be. You get my understanding of it?
That's true.
This is what he was, to me, this is what he was saying. I know for myself, a lot of times I thought that a person was a friend of mine, and I'm the type of person, I like to lean or whatever. And a lot of times when they see me leaning, they'll say, well, hey, listen, you made this decision, you stick with that decision that you've made, and it makes you stronger, you know. When, you know, because we think that our friend is supposed to be someone that you can talk to, you can lean on, you can do this, they'll be there for you and all of that. There, like you said, first of all, there are different levels of friendship. And then you have what you say, your confidant, that's the most inner circle of your friend. My understanding is that, you know, that you can just bear yourself out and not be afraid to do that. But that level of friendship, let's say, how can I say it for myself? I think I have learned to value a person, even if they are pointing out some of my faults that I have, because it makes me perk up and take notice and do better. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. Am I making myself clear?
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, a lot of times your enemy can be your best friend.
Well, I don't know.
Your enemy can. A lot of times in your dealings, okay, in your dealings with your enemy can be your best friend, because you have to know how to be, how to survive in that environment that they have created. Even if you have to stand alone, you know, it teaches you to stand alone. If I'm getting it right, you know, from some of the experiences I have had.
I don't think, though, that they can be your best friend. I don't think that if...
In some circumstances, yeah, okay. Now, you don't want it to be that way. You don't want it to be that way. Oh, okay. I was thinking of this also, this friendship that I like to think of the friendship when I look in the scripture of how between David and Jonathan, Saul's son, you know, Saul was the first king of... And to me, it said that that friendship, their friendship has been a very controversial issue.
Oh, yeah.
For all of them, some of the statements that were made. Okay, Jonathan knew that God had appointed David to be king. Now, he was supposed to be the king after his father died, but it didn't bother him. And he was willing, his own personal ambition, what he wanted, what he was supposed to have and all of that, it didn't bother him that he knew that David was going to be the next king. And he accepted it, and he was thankful for it. To me, that is a friend. To know that you're going to outshine him, but yet still he's still there. That, you know, that his life was going to come to an end, that you were the one that was chosen instead of him, but yet and still, that he was still there with David. And the scriptures makes a statement out that I think has been used wrong when he said that they loved each other more than they loved women, you know, more than David loved a woman and all this other stuff. And people have taken it on.
It's a homosexual relationship.
Yeah, it is, and it doesn't have to be. It's not that's not what they're saying, you know. But the friendship that they had, even to the point of his own personal ambitions, he was saying, you know, this is the will of God, and I accept it, and he still loved David, and he wanted him to be in that position until it separated him and his father, Saul.
Yes,
it really separated him. It really separated, but he was willing to go along with that type of friendship. On the other hand, when you look at Job, when he was in misery, and his friends came and sat, and then they got to talking to him,
right,
and, you know, trying to console him. And, you know, hey, at that time, you wish they were enemies sitting there, you know, and making him go through all those changes.
They were making those comments against Job, you know.
Yes, they were.
Maybe that's your fault or whatever. But when Job prayed for his friends, God healed him.
That is true. No, he told him, yeah, that is true, yeah. It is, because it doesn't mention at all that God healed Job. He said, told his friends, now look, Job's going to have to pray for you, you know. He put it in Job's hands to pray for his friends who had been dogging him while in his misery.
Yeah.
They were something else.
Friendship is really something. But if you have someone that you can talk to and, you
mm-hmm.
know, be around and not be afraid to say certain things. You know what I'm saying?
They come out. Yeah, personal things, the real deep down, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and twist and then tell, you know, run and tell a whole bunch of people. You know, that's hurtful. You don't need you can't even call that a friend. If you have someone
no, you can't.
that that's telling your business that you should know better.
Yeah.
You should know better. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they kept in a very vulnerable position, and you say something, and then it's all over the community.
Yeah.
When you're vulnerable, There's one statement that is made when the Lord says, he said, listen, you're no more my servants, but I'm going to call you friends. Because a servant does not know what the master is doing.
Right.
But I'm telling you everything about myself. I call you friends. And that's a statement. That's something to look at. But friendship is important.
Well, that's one person you can go to, and you don't have to worry about him spreading anything.
Yeah, he's going to tell it. He's going to tell it.
No, he's not going to tell it. And matter of fact, that's the one we all need to go to, because he's the only one that really half the time can help us.
Yeah. What does it mean for them to say, well, a friend will stick closer to you than a brother? A lot of times, even in your family, you can't, you know. I have heard it said, if you can find one true friend in this world, you're doing good. You're doing good.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, humans are very social people. And
we are.
And we can't live in this world alone. And especially women. Now, you know, one thing I love to see, I like to see men together. I don't know why. Men together laughing and talking and having a good time. You know, just, hey, man, so-and-so, and they just having a good time. I like to see that. And women, you know, we are truly social animals because, you know, we need each other.
That's true.
I don't know that men necessarily, I don't know that their need for each other is the same as the need that we have for each other. You know, we like to talk to other women. And, you know, if we have our own little cliques, it's okay. But, you know, we just like to talk, and we have to have friends to, you know, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? But the thing of it is, you don't go around talking about your significant other, because there have been times when not only friends, family members. I know a family that one young lady's sister took her husband.
I was going to say that.
Can
a married person, can marry people like your husband? Can he have his best friend? Can it be another woman? His best friend that he confides in.
Excellent question.
And talk. Is it safe, and can they do that? Or can you, being a married woman, have a friend that's a male that you've known for years, that y'all laugh and talk about the things like that, and he is your best friend in a marriage while you are married? You have to look at that. Can you have that?
I'd like to get a man's perspective on that as to whether or not a man can have a female friend. I mean, like you said, maybe you had this female friend long before you met your wife or whatever. And I just know when you know, you got your wife and everything, that she doesn't like the fact that you have this person for a friend.
Yeah, and they're still in your life, yeah.
Yeah, because you might be talking to her about her, you know what I'm saying? And then she's going to tell you about her boyfriend and what he is or isn't doing. I don't think that's going to work. I mean, that's personal. I don't think that's going to work. So
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was thinking of when my older sister got married. It was this guy that really liked her. But when he saw that she had picked someone else, you know, he didn't, he, you know, he, although he really liked her, but he helped her put her wedding together.
Oh, wow.
Because he accepted the fact that this was not going to be his, it was going to be someone else's. And on her wedding day, he showed us how to put the wedding together. And, you know, it was something new to us and put things together. We made the flowers out of the gloves back then, Kleenex and all of this. He showed us how. And on the day she was supposed to get married, you know, he rented a big, beautiful car and drove her to the church himself, giving her, you know. And all of this, very good friends, very good. And everything was fine and stuff. And so then after, they would laugh and talk. Maybe he'd call her on the phone and all of this. And then sometimes, you know, if he'd get off work something, knowing that she was home because she worked during the day or whatever, he'd maybe stop by and maybe her husband hadn't gotten home. And so they'd be laughing and talking. He'd say, "Hi, so-and-so," laughing and talking. The husband didn't like that. And she explained, she said, "Listen, he's my friend. He's been my friend. We helped, you know, he's my friend. We got to do anything with laughing and talking." He didn't like it. He didn't like it at all.
I can see
that. He felt that relationship was determined, huh?
I can see that.
Yeah, he didn't like it. So they had, you know, so they parted their friendship, you know, because of that, you know. And it was a sad occasion. So you think of it, can you still have call a person that you've been knowing for a long time still a friend, even after when you married, you know, you married and all of that. And he showed you very good friends with him, you know. And then, you know.
I would say I know no. My
no, leave it alone, huh?
I would say no. I mean, yeah. You hate to not be able to be friends with someone that you truly, you know, have been friends with, and you guys probably have shared, you know, little things.
Yeah.
But no, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. Mm-mm. And then if he met someone, she's really not going to accept that. So, no, it's best that we part ways as friends. I don't know. I need to get another opinion. So, callers.
Okay, man. Yeah, thanks.
You have. I appreciate you calling. I appreciate your comments, too.
That's something to think about. Thanks very much.
How many friends do you have? Let me ask you that.
I have a lot of acquaintances. But I said about one or two friends, one or two.
Yeah, that's
one or two. That's about it. I have a lot of acquaintances, a lot of people I know.
I just want to mention this. Sometimes, and I have a real problem with this, but this is my problem. It's not anybody else's problem. That, okay, I'm retired now, but I don't think that I should just be sitting home and, you know, I get up every day and I eat and go sit on the porch. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that. You know,
I still think that I can be productive, you know?
Definitely.
And just do some things. But then there are those that are my friends. That's all they want to do. And if I say that I'm doing something, you know, well, why are you doing that? You know, you're too old for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is what, and that's the picture that they've drawn of themselves. That you sit there, you're old and now you're retired. You retired to die. No, I didn't.
Right.
I retired to really live.
I know that's right. But, you know, sometimes as you go on your journey, whatever your journey may be, you're going to have to let some people go.
That's true.
I mean, you can't take them. You cannot tell other people your dreams. I found
out. Yeah, walk all over.
You really can't tell. Well, why you want to do that? What you going to do that for? You know. I mean, you cannot tell people your dreams. You cannot. Whatever you want to do, you have to keep it to yourself.
And do it. Go on and do it.
Whatever is the, go ahead and do it. But you can't take those people with you. So you might as well know right now, cut the cord, because they're not going to help you. They're going to drag you down. And then you'll start thinking, well, you know what? Maybe so-and-so was right. Maybe I'm too old. Maybe I can't do this. Maybe I can't do that. Oh, heck, you know.
No. Yeah. That is true.
No. I've got to do something. You know, I got to do something. You can't tell me I'm supposed to sleep till 12 o'clock every day, get up and eat, go sit on the porch and maybe talk on the phone for 2-3 hours, and then it's time to eat again, and then, you know, then it's time to go to bed, and then I start my day all over again.
Over again, no, that's not it, no.
That's kind of crap.
And a true friend would encourage you not to do that. A true friend, no, you don't do that. You have a destiny. You still have a destiny.
That's true. I
you
agree
still
with
have
that.
A dream and a destiny, and you should pursue
with
everything that's in you, whatever
like
you think about
saying,
most. Yeah.
Some people you can't take with you. Don't tell them your dreams. They're not going to do anything about it. But talk about it. Yeah, you know, she thinks she this and she thinks she that. When you make it, people change. They change
that's
towards
true.
You. I don't think now you, if you make it, yeah, you're going to have to change. You really are. You're going to have to change some kind of way or another. That's only
change will make it.
Yeah, I mean, but that's only, you know, I have more money now so I can do more things. I can go more places. Okay, but that's the thing. I can do that now. I couldn't do that before. Okay. What's the difference now? Because every time I turn around, well, you saying, well, where's she going now? What's she think she doing? She think, you know, that is petty. And it's not a lot of times like the person has changed. It's that the people around you have changed and they have their
They see you in a different light now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they see you in a different light. Yeah. She thinks she this or whatever. You know,
but that's
when
only
they have
because
given up.
They don't think they're anything. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
They don't think they're anything. But I, you know, like I said, don't tell people your dreams. And some folks you got to let go. I know you like them. I know you like them people. But if they're not going to help you, you got to let them go. And I'm going to take another commercial, and then I'm going to come back and we're going to continue talking about your friend. Is your friend real or is your friend fake?
Thanks very much.
Talk about it with Jenny White Show, and thank you for your comments.
My name is Sheila White. I am the president and co-founder of Her Cries Are Heard, an organization that focuses on preventing violence against females. 1 in 3 women have been victims of physical abuse or violence by an intimate partner or non-partner within their lifetime. 94% of women killed by men were murdered by someone they knew. Violence can affect a woman's physical and mental health and also negatively affect her children. In 1991, my sister was murdered by her husband, and in 2013, my niece was murdered by a man who followed her home from a party. Being a victim of violence is devastating to the victim and the victim's family. Help us to help you. Help us to prevent this from happening to you or someone you love. Please look at our website, www.hercriesareheard.org. for the prevention tools and referrals to help save lives.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, y'all, this is your bro, Robbie Newborn. You are tuned in to the Dovetails radio show, hosted by the truest, straightforward, God-fearing, loving host, Deborah Lassiter. So stay blessed, stay tuned. Come on, y'all.
Thank you.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, and we're back, and we have another caller. Caller, hello. You have a comment or need to ask a question?
Yes, I just wanted to comment about, you know, the friends and who's a friend, who's not a friend. Sometimes, you know.
Yes, we need a male perspective on this. What do you think? Well, let me ask you this first. Don't lose your thought. Do you think a man can still be friends with a female after he's married?
No, he better not if he don't want no problems. He better leave them friends alone.
Yeah,
he don't want no problems. You know, he better concentrate on his wife. Keep his eyes on the prize.
Okay.
So that would be my comment to that.
Okay.
Yeah, but I just wanted to say that, you know, like the old saying goes, everybody that comes with you, you know, can't go with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And some people, you know, pray for your downfall, and, you know, they're your friends when you're not doing well, but, you know, once you start doing well and start doing better, sometimes, you know, they get a little jealous, and they're not, you know, the same friend that you thought they were. And I had to learn that. My wife was able to identify a couple of my friends and told me that they weren't friends. Real friends to me, and I was friends. They weren't the same friend to me that I was to them. And, you know, and we had been friends for, you know, quite a while. And so I just kind of brushed it off. Yeah, but, you know, hey, these are my boys. So what I did was I figured I'd put one to the test. You know, I thought about it. I say, you know, most of the time we talk, I'm calling you. You know, we talk every day. We talk about our issues and everything, our problems. And so I tell you, you know, I'm not going to call, and I'm going to wait to see how long it takes him to call me. And so it's probably been about 6 years. He never called.
Oh, wow.
And I couldn't believe it. Never called. I mean, since then, I've run into him a couple places. And he really didn't have a lot to say. He was, needless to say, he was surprised to see me. And then there was another friend that my wife said was jealous of me, and we had grown up together, and you know, when I was part of his family, you know, so I thought, you know, we did everything together. But when I got married, you know, none of his family attended the wedding.
Mm.
You know, so it was eye-opening for me. So, you know, I teach my children to beware of their so-called friends and people that they're friendly with today, they may not be friendly with tomorrow. So beware of the secrets that you tell certain people.
That's true.
Sometimes you'll fall out with somebody and now they're not your friend, but you told them some intimate secrets, you know, you don't want them sharing with other people.
Right.
So, yeah, so it's, the friend thing is, it's good to have friends, people that you can trust and have a camaraderie with, and know that they want the best for you and you want the best for them, and, you know, you guys do whatever you do together, and whether it's go out to eat or, you know, have certain activities that you like to do that, you know, you do together, or if you're married as a couple, you know. So that's my two cents on the on friends.
Yeah.
And I mean, even some of your relatives, you know, some of your relatives can not be good for you either. You know, not just talking about people that aren't related, you know. You have relatives sometimes that can't be trusted with your well-being. So, you know, it goes even deeper than that, you know. Yep, so
yeah,
that's my two cents.
Okay, well,
thank you very much.
I appreciate you for your two cents.
No problem.
And I'd like to tell anyone else, if they have a comment they'd like to make about friends, we're talking about, is your friend real or fake? And can you tell the difference? This is The Jenny White Show.
We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Jacqueline Jones Frederick of Jones & Frederick Enterprises, Inc. This incorporation consists of a tutoring business, a tutoring staffing, and a traveling business. We have serviced the community since 2007. Our clients are third graders to college students. We tutor in all academic subjects. Please call Jacqueline at 586-306-5487.
This is Carla Cook, daughter of the legendary Sam Cook, on tour now with wondrous stories, the life and music of my father, Sam Cook. You can find me at carlacook.com. Remember, that's Cook with an E. And follow my Facebook page at The Carla Cook. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at The Carla Cook. I hope to see you soon on stage in a city near you.
Magnify his name with Elder Charnell P. Blaine and Divine Purpose. For all ministry engagements, contact us at area code 267-240-0709 or email us at dpministry01@aol.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we're never too tired to give God an unconditional praise. Magnify his name.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Well, we're talking about friendship, real or fake. This is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show, and we've talked about men and women cannot be friends with the opposite sex because it's going to cause a problem no matter how long you've known that person forever. Once you're married, you know, it's a different thing. Women are, I think, maybe not more social than guys, but I think women need each other more so than guys. Well, I can't say that either. That's interesting. But I know women like to have people to talk to. And I'm sure men do too. But I like to see men when they're, you know, having a good time. Nobody's angry with anybody. And, you know, everybody's laughing and talking and just having a good time. So that's kind of neat. If you have a comment or you would like to ask a question, someone. If not, we're going through what we said early on. We're talking about friends that you have. If it's a true friend, you'll know it because you know it. I don't think you, well, maybe you will remember your friend's birthday. I don't know. If your car is off the road, they'll offer to drive you, even if it means that they're going out of their way to do so. and neither will they accept any gas money from you for doing it. I mean, you know, whatever you need your friend to do, if it's your friend, they'll do it. I think so. And like I said, I don't think if you got two hands up because you got 10 friends, are you sure? Are you sure? If you have one or two, maybe three, maybe I'll give you four, maybe. But after that, you're getting kind of in rough waters in terms of real friendship, real friendship. I would like to leave you, because our time is almost up. I know it's gone quickly. It's been a great show. This is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Is your friend real or fake? I'm going to leave you with this. When one door of happiness closes, another opens. But so often we look so long at the closed door that we don't see the one that has been opened for us. Stop looking at that closed door and start walking towards the one that's open. And go into your destiny. And don't let anybody talk you out of it. Just because they're not doing anything, don't let people stop you from doing what your dreams are or following your dreams. Because if they don't have any dreams, that's okay. That's okay. But don't try to stop you from pursuing yours. So with that having been said, that's what I'm going to end on. And this has been the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Is your friend real or fake? Think about that. Good night and have a great weekend and have a great holiday. Be safe out there. Be safe, because there's a lot of stuff happening. So be vigilant, look at your surroundings, and do a lot of praying. And with that being said, good night.